Now, if you're looking for something to watch this weekend on Netflix, and you're like, I don't know, I have a list here from the New York Times telling you all the best movies that are available on Netflix. Welcome back, by the way. You're listening to Donna and Steve without Steve.
Sans Steve.
Steve's on vacation. That is Brittany. This is a really good list. I will link this up for everybody at mytalk1071.com. Okay.
Love that.
Julie and Julia is on the list. If you would like to see Julie and Julia. Did you see this one?
No.
It's from Nora Ephron. Mm-hmm. And it's an adaptation of two books. And it's about Julia Child. And her mastering the art of French cooking.
I remember this movie. What you said, 2009. Yes, I remember this was pretty big. It is wild how many things are on Netflix that you don't see. Because you know how everyone gets to see their homepage something different?
Yes. You got to do some digging.
You got to do some digging.
Like, this is a great movie, Bonnie and Clyde. If you've never seen Bonnie and Clyde, check that out on Netflix. That's from 1967 with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway.
Mm-hmm.
Cool Hand Luke is on there. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Training Day is on Netflix.
That's a good movie.
That's a great movie.
One of the best monologues at the end with Denzel Washington when he's going off on all of his neighborhood. Oh, it's epic. Love
it. This list is way worth its weight in gold.
I think so too. Because you get a good variety. You get some classics. You get some 90s. You get some 2000s. The Social Network is on there.
I saw The Social Network a couple times. I don't know why I liked it. I just think it was filmed interesting. And I think it created a story. It was just done well.
I thought so too. I would go back and watch that, as a matter of fact. A Clockwork Orange, which I don't think I've ever made it through that whole movie.
I haven't either.
It scares me just looking at, like, a picture of the main character.
You know when things get really big in certain vectors, like people are obsessed with that movie in some worlds? I never got that. I seem to have missed that.
With this movie?
Yeah, with this movie, Clockwork Orange. And because of that, I just never... Really? Same with Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I missed
that cult following.
Yes, I missed that cult. I didn't get the bus on that. I wasn't around for the memo. And so now I feel like it's too far gone. I can't.
I don't know. I would probably go back and watch this. It's Kubrick, you know, and it's like weird. And there's a lot of like violence I remember that I did not like.
So do you guys know about the Kubrick stare? To show that you're evil, like a character's evil.
No.
So you tilt your head down.
Okay.
And then you look up through your eyebrows.
Oh, that's also a flirty move.
Is that? Not the way.
Like if you're taking a sip of your drink through a straw, your head is down, and then you pick your eyes up, you're like, hello.
See, you have big old bubble eyes. That's mine. Down, chin down.
Okay, so that
And then
means...
look through the top of your eyes. That
scares me.
That's Kubrick showing that character is evil.
Okay, good to know. Yeah. Spotlight is on this list. The Five Bloods is on the list. This is a great comprehensive list. Lady Bird.
Oh, Lady Bird is great.
That was cute.
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. That's another really good one. It's kind of filmed in like a video game style meets anime, but it's mainstream. It's pretty good.
Oh. Have you guys seen Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler?
Yes.
Boy, is that disturbing.
I'm not going to spoil the ending, but the ending is a little rough.
It's a little rough.
But
have you seen it, Brittany?
No.
Okay.
Fantastic job by Adam Sandler, though, to go out of his realm of the goofy, fun-loving Sandler-esque. He is
really
very serious. Yes.
Very serious role. There was some Oscar buzz for him. I don't think he got the nomination, though.
No, and he even came out and he was like, after that, he was like, I don't care. I've done enough where, fine, don't give me an Oscar.
Yeah.
He knew he did a good job. You should watch it.
I'm going to do it this weekend for you guys because I'm going to be here on Monday. Of course I will. I've done less for people I don't even like. Or more for people I don't even like.
Okay, good. Yeah, again, I'll link this whole list up for y'all.
It's a great, like we were talking about, Netflix doesn't always show you everything it has. Obviously, it can't. But there are some really great movies in here.
Me agree. John Corbett is going to be a part of the Sex and the City reboot. Are you down for that?
I am in the way that he's, out of all of her lovers, he's really aged well, and I could see why they'd want him attached.
I did an interview with him once.
In Tell Me More.
He looked weird in person.
Ooh, overworked?
First of all, he was in skinny jeans.
Yes.
Skin tight jeans. Like this, I mean, he's super thin. But he was very, very lovely.
But did he look overworked? Did his face look overworked? Because I feel like that's the vibe he gives me.
He looked to me better on camera. Like he's got this really, I mean, he's a handsome guy, no doubt, but he just looked different. I don't know how to describe it.
It was unsettling. Was it not? I'm trying to like give me something here. Is he like not attractive?
Or? Was it makeup?
I think I didn't like his hair. He had long hair.
And
I think it just didn't fit his face.
I see.
But I'm looking at him now and I'm saying, hello, Aiden.
Aiden. So who should have Carrie ended up with, Donna?
I liked him. Yeah. I didn't like the looks of Big.
Yeah.
I just, something about him didn't fit the role for me.
Here's a problem I have with Big. I feel like they've really altered his personality for what they needed.
And
I wasn't here for it. They had a whole story arc with him that he was very self-centered, and all of a sudden he's this lovely partner, and I get it. People change, but his changes were so drastic. I mean, when he didn't show up to marry her, and then she still, it was like, what?
I peaced out long before then.
A lot of theories on the internet about how Carrie is actually the worst character ever. The most selfish. She is the villain. Hashtag Carrie is the villain.
Oh, really?
Yes. If you go back and kind of watch, she's very self-centered. Really does things for herself.
Aren't they all, though?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all into themselves.
But, like, there's something about Samantha that's very open and people are very here for. And Carrie's always like, me, 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 me. And when she gets mad at Charlotte for not selling the ring to help her pay rent, that was a real villain moment where you're like, whoa.
Yeah, she seems like the kind of friend that holds people captive.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, why is everyone beholden to you?
And I think that's, like, a lot of people are going back through the show and looking it through the eyes that Carrie is the villain. We're listening to the monologue of a villain.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Fun fact, who is John Corbett married to? Or not married to, but he's in a very long-term relationship with Bo
Bridges?
Diddley?
Bo Jackson?
You guys suck. Bo Derek.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
You have no
is
idea.
Is she from 10?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, perfect.
And there's quite the age difference. Well, not that bad. She's 64, he's 59.
My dad, when I was growing up,
she was so hot.
Yeah, would always be like, just Grant, this is, you know, he grew up in that generation. He loves that movie, 10. Loved it.
I have no idea who that is.
Bo Derek?
No.
Oh.
You're too young.
Just Google movie 10 and you'll see what we're talking about.
I mean, I see her now. She's beautiful and great, but again, I must have been gone that day at school.
Well, I don't think it's a movie they really kind of want to put out there right now. I mean, basically, it's all about you have to be hot, essentially, to get what you want. And that's not what we are trying to portray in movies now with women, right?
I hope not.
I mean, I hope. Yeah, I also hope not.
Yeah. All right. On that note, I gots to go.